You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Another thing that is really, and it really bothered the Monday night, and bothered me Monday night, and is free throws. I mean, they missed 12 free throws. Do you realize that they lead the league? They lead the league in field goal attempt, free throw attempts. Well, they get to the line more than any other team, and it which stunned me until I looked it up because it always seems like they're not getting calls. So they get to their hole, they get fouled, and but they're only 16th in the league in making them. You can't go to the free throw line that many times and miss free throw. I mean, even like Monday night, even Bogdanovich was, what, 3 for 6 from the line? I mean, that's not going to get it done.
It's wild. And I wonder and I sit back and I think, A, is this going to be an extremely long season, which it's kind of shaping out to be right now.
Yeah, it's all about Victor.
It is, but at the same time, we're, like us, like I mentioned it earlier, novices in the NBA when it comes to coaching and what puts players in the right positions to win games, but where can they improve in order to start winning games? I mean, you go out west where historically the Pistons don't do very well.
Yeah, like you ready? Clippers, Lakers, back-to-back, you know, same court. Kings, Nuggets, Jazz, Suns. Okay, so that's 6 games. Realistically, I'm happy if they win 2.
Yeah, and the Nuggets is one maybe. And they're started
the
off
Kings
to a good
sometimes.
Year. The Kings,
the Lakers. You never know what's going to happen. Who's going to play and who's not going to play? I mean, the Lakers. You know, they should be in the lottery, but they don't have the pick. It's going to go. Can you imagine if they would? Can you imagine New Orleans wins the lottery and has Victor with Zion?
Oh my goodness. I'll buy those tickets. We talked about it on the first episode of Players to Go Watch.
Yeah.
Dude, have you even been seeing these highlights of Victor, like, in this, whatever they're playing in now? Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
The kid misses his own shots and has his own putback dunks. Like,
right.
I don't see that very often.
Right, and you mentioned, you know, how can they get better? And I think coaching is a big part of it, especially on the defensive end. And I know they stress it. Well, there's something from the message that's not getting across because they don't play very good defense. They don't seem to play hard defensively. They play hard offensively. I don't think they're giving up or, you know, any of that stuff.
Not at all.
No, I mean, it is a young team, and it's almost like the Lions where, okay, what do you want to see this season? I know, especially now, but even going in, I knew people were saying, oh, they can make the play-in. No, they couldn't. I mean, I didn't think that from the get-go. I just want to see Cade, Ivy, Duren just get better because it takes time. And it's going to be a long season for that.
Yeah, and Ivy, I mean, I watch Jaden Ivy every game, and it's the same kid that we saw at Purdue, right? The only difference is the competition has gotten way better because the Big Ten, as much as we like to gloat about it here in Detroit, Michigan,
it's not very good.
No, I mean, you see it in the NCAA tournament every year. They get knocked out early, right? They beat each other up. But I want to see the improved three-point shot with him. Mm-hmm. And if it's not there, it's okay. Right?
Yes.
You can be an NBA. Richard Hamilton.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Did a very well for himself in the NBA by never really shooting the three.
DeMar DeRozan.
Perfect example, right? He developed it later on in his career.
Yeah.
But if it's not there, I understand that's the new dunk in the NBA is the three-point shot.
Right.
Dude, do what you do well, man. Get to the line. Get to the rack. Dish it out. Like, how you have that much energy, I understand he's a young kid and everything, but he goes 100% at all times.
Look, everybody says that, you know, Paolo's the lock right now for Rookie of the Year, but honorable mention, Jaden Ivey's right in there. He's had a really good rookie season. I have no problems with him whatsoever. And Duren, in the minutes he plays hard.
He's raw, man.
What did you expect? I mean, he was teammates with Amani Bates last year, and they're the same age.
Yeah,
and Amani Bates is playing at Eastern Michigan, and Jalen Duren's playing for the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, and they both reclassified to go in early.
Yes.
And they're super young kids, and they're, like I said, raw. That's what he is. Like, listen, if you think about if you've watched basketball, played basketball, had a kid that played basketball, anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
The best AAU players, the best high school players in this world are treated a little differently than the kid that's grinding out there practicing, right? The
yes.
best of the best, they become the best because they work harder than the rest, right? But when you become a 7-footer at 16, 15, 17 years old, you're still developing into that body,
yes.
right? So you don't have your up-and-unders. You don't have – like Anthony Davis in high school was a freaking point guard.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like
yes.
it takes a while. And in an offensive set, especially in the NBA, where you don't really play low on the post anymore, it's going to take time. But what he's doing, he's excelling at offensive rebounds, the putbacks. I mean, just having a big body in there – which the Pistons don't have much of.
No, that's why they made this, you know, and I agree with the switch in the starting lineup. We'll see what happens on the injury situation with Isaiah Stewart, because if he's hurt, I don't think they're going to start Bagley and Noel at the same time.
No, I mean, Noel's interesting too, but how many minutes a game can that guy play?
I know, not a lot. Yeah, tops. And by the way, I do want to mention Alec Burks in the games he's played.
Played wonderful.
Yes.
Duke can fill it up. He looks like a random Joe sitting on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
But when he puts on that jersey, yeah. Like I was watching the game the other night before he first played, and I thought he was like a coach or something.
Right.
I didn't know because like he doesn't have like the clean-cut haircut and everything.
I know.
But boy,
he'll be very valuable to some team at the deadline.
He's legit, man.
Yeah.
He can fill it up.
He's a really good shooter. So they have, like we mentioned, the road trip coming up back-to-back at the – it's not the Staple – at the Crypto.com.
It's always going to be the Staples Center,
yeah,
right? Just like Comerica's Tiger Stadium to some people.
to some people. So, you know, we'll see how they do. Like I said, if they can win two games, that would be good. And, next podcast probably be after the Laker game.
Yeah.
Which is on Thursday, I believe.
That is. Clippers game is Thursday.
Oh, okay.
So we can do
one before in between the LA games.
Yes. We'll do it Friday. We'll return Friday.
Yes.
We'll talk. Hopefully, you know,